Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today I have come up with a very important topic, and actually it's a very on demand topic now. It has become on demand topic, so that's why I have to come back with my old topic that I have already made an episode on. So again I'm back with same topic, that is how to take a nap. So basically how to take short nap, and the duration I just told in my previous episode only, not just previous, but it in my past episode I made an episode on nap. So in that I have told you all that take the best range for nap is 7 minutes to 30 minutes. So the topic for today is how to take short nap, 7 minutes to 30 minutes whenever needed. Now this is the best part of it, whenever needed. It's not like you have to take nap at the fixed time of the day, because the moment you started doing that, then it will automatically be exceeding to 1 hour, 2 hour, like that, because sometimes you will be feeling low, that's why you will be taking more nap. So depending on if you fix it, then you will be facing this issue that your nap is extended from 7 minutes or from 30 minutes to now 2 hours even sometimes, if you haven't taken sleep at night the previous day. So if you so this happens, so this is a problem with fixed time nap. So you must not take fixed time nap. I have already made an episode on naps. So now let me back to the point, that is how to take short nap. Because now since the moment I have made an episode, so I got received lots and lots of mail, but I was not replying to all those mails, but I was not very much serious about it. Why? Because I was knowing that it is difficult, this skill. Because the moment you got this skill to sleep, to take short sleep of just 7 minutes, it is a difficult skill. It sounds very great that Elon Musk and the people like Steve Jobs, they are utilizing the day, they are taking naps. Because you might have if you have gone through their interviews and they or blogs, then you will be finding that they are taking short naps. But the red pill is they are not disclosing how much time they are taking nap. People think 1 hour nap minimum or 2 hour nap minimum, but 7 minutes, 10 minutes, like that, they are not wasting their time. So this is a skill that if you want to master, then you need to know some bitter truths about how to reach that skill, because this is something that that is little bit difficult. It totally depends on your mind manipulation, how effectively you have manipulated your mind. Because I have already told you, if you are a blue pill fool, then 90% of the time, as I have already told you, 99% of the time we are always influenced by the negative forces. So if you are a blue pill fool, then you won't be able to reach this skill. You won't be able to get this skill. Even though it's simple skill, it just won't your little bit sense of seriousness in your mind, and then you will be automatically, you will be able to take short naps like 7 minutes, 8 minutes. So now let me tell you first the truth, why people are not able to take. Because I am getting lots, I have received lots and lots of mail in which people told how Ted you are taking short naps and all, and I was totally not amazed, because I was knowing people will be having difficulty, because it's not simple skill, it's not easy skill. And you and some people are also facing this issue, like they are taking short nap, but the moment it is stretched out to 2 hours, now they are not able to sleep at their proper scheduled time in at night. Let's say somebody wants to sleep at 10 o'clock in the night. So now since if you have taken lots of sleep in the day, then you will be feeling little bit difficult to sleep at that proper time. So now coming back to the point, and that is, let me tell you the fact why people are not able to take naps. See, the reason is you need a reason to sleep, to take short naps. You need a reason why, because the question is why you want to take. Like if you ask this question to Elon Musk, like why Elon Musk you want to take short naps, why? The reason he will be telling that because I want to study more, I want to do more research about science and invention, I want to learn more about space, so I can't waste my time in sleeping. So this is the reason. So the moment you have the reason, then it will be easy for sleeping 7 minutes, for taking 7 minutes nap. But if you won't have a reason, then it will be very difficult, because your mind will always play games with you, because 99% of the time we are influenced by the negative force. So negative force will play with your mind that, oh, it's very bad to take short naps, why to take short naps, and all these nonsense will come into your mind. And since you don't have any reason, so your mind is not able to suppress the thoughts coming by the negative forces, and as a result of which you won't be able to take short nap, rather you will be ending up with long naps. So you need a reason. And now let me tell you my truth, why I am able to take short naps. See, you will be finding that if you are preparing for competitive exam, let's say I am giving you, there is a people who are preparing for competitive exam. So now if you know that there is a competition, and in competitive exam you have to utilize your time, so you can't take long hours sleep and waste your time, so you have to utilize it. So you will be finding that people who are preparing for competitive exam, then they are taking naps, and they are taking small naps. But if you haven't came across any competitive person or competitive student who is preparing for any competitive exam, then you won't be understanding whatever I am saying right now. But let me tell you why I am able to take, because right now I am preparing for competitive exam, so that's why I got this skill, because I have seen. Actually, let me tell you the truth, that I have seen this skill when I was in a coaching institute, when I was studying for competitive exam. But now I am doing self-study for competitive exam. But at that time, I was in the coaching institute, then one day since I always get doubts in my mind, so I always want to ask doubts. Rather, I will be asking doubts when the class ends and when the teacher is going out of the class, then I will be going and then asking doubts. And if I won't get time, because lots of people will be coming to ask doubts, so as a result of which, if I don't get time, then what I will be doing when there is a short break, when we have been given short break, then at that time you will what I found that people, teachers, faculty members are sleeping. So but I was not knowing, I was just knowing that right now it's break time, so I went inside because I didn't get time on that day to ask doubts when the class end, because lots of students reached the teacher and the teacher got totally covered by the students. So I left thinking that I will be asking doubts after some time, but I didn't get time to ask my doubt. Then what I did, then after eating my lunch, then I went inside. So then again, then I went inside, and what I observed that faculty members were sleeping, and to be precise, that my sir was sleeping. So that is sounds very simple, not that much weird. But the weird part was the moment I went inside, when where the faculty members were sleeping, then there was a guy, there was a what I say, staff, there was a staff, and what he told me, then that astonished me, that amazed me, because hardly we got, I think I go, we got 20 minutes break, okay, and in that 20 minute I did lunch, and what I found that teachers also did lunch in that 20 minutes only. But what I found that when I asked that staff member, because I was going to literally wake him up, so he then that staff came and he told that no, don't wake up the teacher, he all are sleeping, and your sir is also sleeping now, so you can't ask doubt right now. So okay, then I was okay, then I said okay, I am seeing also that they are sleeping, and even my sir is also sleeping. But when he told that, then I told that staff that sir, but now within 10 minutes within because just I think within 6 minutes was left, so I told that sir, now just 6 minutes left, so you must wake him up, because after 6 minutes he has to come to class and take the class, carry on the class. Then what he said, and that totally made me crazy. He told that these teachers are taking just 10 minutes nap, why you are feeling worried? They are taking 7 to 8 minutes nap, they are not taking 2 hours. And the moment I have seen that, because I was totally standing at their room only, at their resting room only, and I was seeing that all the teachers were sleeping, and even my teacher was sleeping. And when he told the reality, the red pill, that your sir is just sleeping for 1 hour. So why you are so your teacher is just sleeping for 10 minutes, 7 to 10 minutes, he also said the range 7 to 10 minutes. And then I directly told out of curiosity, how this is possible sir, he sleeping just for 10 minutes and he will again be recharged and again come back. And he said yes. And then I was totally thinking that it is not possible and all that, because see what problem in my mind, that might also be in your mind, that is how one can get recharge in 10 minutes. Now this is the actual red pill, because until and unless you haven't reached this skill, you will always be thinking whatever Ted is telling, that is totally wrong, that is bullshit and all that. But until you reach this level, that within 10 minutes you are recharged like 2 hours, 3 hours sleep, then that is something that you have to do. Actually I can't, let's say there is an ice cream, then if I taste the butterscotch, then how you will get the flavor of butterscotch until and unless you also lick that ice cream butterscotch, then only you will be getting taste. So similarly, if you want to reach this skill, then you have to be a little bit more serious about life, and you have to think something. If you are, or at least if you become a red pill, not a blue pill fool, then also you can reach this, because it's not difficult skill, it just needs why you want to know. The moment, the day you get this reason why you, or even you don't get this reason why, but at least you get something, then something that let's say you want to crack one interview, you want to get a job, then even this reason can lead you to get this skill. So it's not a difficult skill, so don't worry about it. But I just want to share this thing with you all, that how I got this skill, and the reason behind my skill, that was my sir. Because when I have seen literally from my eyes, because he was sleeping, he was taking actual sleep, And the moment he told that, they will be waking up just 10 minutes, they will be waking up within 10 minutes. And then I totally got mad, and I want that skill. And that's why I got that. Actually, I don't got that skill. I snatched that skill because I want that skill. So that's why I snatched it. So you have to snatch this skill from the negative forces. You have to snatch that skill, because negative forces always play with your mind that, oh, you must rest and all that. So you have to snatch it. So let me wrap it up. Now you got that you need a reason to get this skill. Even little reason will you will be able to, because see, practice makes a, I have practiced. Now this is the problem with other people. People are thinking like, people think that it is it can't be attained, but it is easy. Anyone can attain it, attain this skill. So you just need to practice it. So let me wrap it up. So okay, bye bye. Just practice it and you will get this skill.